Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. The call of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, is a test on all of the believers globally, no matter where you are, to put everything down, whether it's in your mind, whether it's physically, whether it's time, and respond right now. This is the major test that we're dealing with. There were 72 members in Imam Hussein alayhi salam's army, and they all left everything behind to respond to the call of Imam Hussein. All ages, from all backgrounds, and husbands and wives, man, child, everybody, every one of them came to respond to the call of Imam Hussein. They came from great distances, from Medina to Karbala, to finally give their lives. But what does the call of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, look or sound like? Does it always necessarily mean leaving your home and traveling a long distance, just like to go for Arba'een to Karbala from America, from China, from Indonesia, from wherever you are in the world? Or sometimes, is it what would seem simpler, but the simplicity in it is the test? That, are we ready when we hear a person in need, a person who the Imam has put right in front of us to test us? How do we respond to that? Do we automatically think, okay, I wish I could help, but you know, I got all this work to do? Well, this is the test. You know, one is for ourselves, and one is, although it may be in a disguise, it is for the Imam. Because Imam is at the hub of everything, like a spider web. There is one central person, one central mobilizer who connects everyone together. If you're in need, he finds, he connects you to the donor, if you wish. So are we the donor that is going to reject our Imam's connection to the needy? And right at that point, that not needing to even make a decision, not needing to use our mind at that point, that initial intuition, if you will, that fitra is telling us whether we're with the Imam or we're not with the Imam. Although we might say, want to be, think we are, be on that side in our minds, but the reality is not always as it appears. So at these times when a person is in need, and we hear of that, be it even a prayer that needs to be done regularly to get person in hospital living again so that they don't die, we should really consider that this person in hospital is our child, if not only the call of the Imam. Because tomorrow, if we don't listen to it, maybe it will be our own child. So when a call comes to you next time, be it a sister in need, be it a blind person who's looking for a job, and we have these discriminations or prejudices in our way, our egos, okay, right there, that is the call of the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And right there is where we're going to be tested and questioned. Because tomorrow, that could be the Imam in physical presence. Will we answer it? It depends what we did that time. Aren't you glad you stayed, Sister Spade?